Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 26, 2019. My article in Newsmax, New U.S.-Israeli Settlements Policy Could Foster Peace. Setting the record straight, the reversal of a four-decade-old U.S. position on Israeli settlement policy in the West Bank as being inconsistent with international law is a meaningful and positive declaration. First and foremost, if it helps repair the breakage in Israel's social fabric, it will help ease the road to peace. After mending the connections of the people of Israel, tranquility with our neighbors will follow naturally and smoothly. The shift in American foreign policy announced by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo agrees with President Ronald Reagan's 1981 assessment that the settlements in territories conquered by Israel in the 1967 war were not inherently illegal. However, this assessment contradicts UN, European, Mideastern and Palestinian positions on the matter. The international community generally deems the settlements to be illegitimate, claiming that they erode the possibility for a future Palestinian state that would include disputed areas in Judea and Samaria. Washington's declaration has been rejected by Russia, Jordan, Turkey, and the European Union representatives, which comes as no surprise. The nations of the world consistently hound Israel, with no hesitation to unmercifully pressure Israel in comparison to what they demand from its neighbors or any other country. Why is Israel always the world's focal point? We might wonder why Israel is treated differently than other nations, grabbing such global attention. It is so for a reason. The world subconsciously feels that Jews hold the keys for a good future but are somehow withholding the secret to a better world. Therefore, the nations of the world goad us from behind and will not rest until we deliver what is expected of us. Our Jewish nation was founded by our forefathers based on adherence to the condition of being as one man with one heart. Together, our people discovered and refined the method to rise above personal interests, the ego, to nurture genuine concern for one another. They discovered a positive unifying force that guided their every move, and for centuries succeeded in uniting above divisions. However, around 2,000 years ago, the Jewish nation succumbed to unfounded hatred, which led to their exile and eventual dispersion. The shattered state of separation still rules in our hearts, and it is the root cause of myriad problems today. Therefore, rebuilding our Jewish unity is the key solution that can restore a state of harmony profound enough to permeate everything around us and the entire world. This is precisely our moral and spiritual obligation as a people, to be a light unto the nations, serving as a positive example for the world. It is the mandate for our existence as a nation, as well as for the land of Israel upon which we reside. As Rav Abraham Isaac Cook, the first chief rabbi in the land of Israel, wrote, "In Israel is the secret to the unity of the world, O Kodesh. Peace should start at home. Until we reconstruct our state of cohesion, which humanity direly needs today, the nations of the world will not accept our existence as individual Jews or as a sovereign Jewish nation. Therefore, peace must begin at home, among Jews. When we rise above our differences and attain a certain extent of unity, everyone will benefit. Otherwise, the world will continue blaming Jews and Israel for their woes. We are the carriers of the method of the ego's correction and of the division destroying our world. First, however, we need to learn how to implement correction among each other in order to be able to pass it on. That method for covering all crimes with love, as King Solomon put it, Proverbs 10:12, always was and always will be our weapon for our survival and prosperity. Reinstating the connection we once achieved is the peace process we need most. The sooner we begin, the faster we will find calm and quiet for all." Michael Leitman, on Quora. How can we understand the difference between mitzvot and halacha? Mitzvot are actions that a person conducts according to what is written as halacha, in order to increase a person's connection with the Creator. Family and Marriage, Part 1. A Birth of Something New from Two Opposites. Question. According to Kabbalah, marriage is not artificially created by man. It developed based on our natural properties. Why does the combination of two opposites give rise to something else, something new? Answer. We see that the more developed the elements of nature, the more difficult it is for them to fit together. But when combined, they give rise to more distinct, developed, and unique properties. Therefore, if we talk about the nature of chemical elements, it is one thing, biological elements, quite another, plants, already the third level, and if we talk about the animal world, then it is completely different because we also partially relate to the animal level. Remark, they say that at the primitive level, elements are not separated. There are even some animals in which male and female parts coexist in the same body. My comment, moreover, there are some animals that easily change their gender depending on what is needed for procreation. So all this is very smooth, flowing, and changing. However, the higher the object of nature, the more difficult it is for it to proceed. Still, among animals we do not find any special combination of spirit, morality, and habits. Only in humans. In the ancient, primitive, and in all kinds of protective natural communities, there was no particular separation between individuals. Until recently, there was no problem creating a couple between a man and a woman from the same village because everyone knew each other, they understood who they were, they had the same lifestyle and everything else. Everything was similar, even people's characters were very similar. But starting from the 19th century, a very serious distinction appeared among people depending on their states and other reasons. Thus, the problem arose of how males and females would mate. New Life Number 287. Shame and Jealousy in a Circle.
Hello, thanks for being with us here in New Life, the discussions of educational matters with Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. We're going to do a specially emotionally discussion. We want to delve into the feeling and the emotion of shame, what we should be ashamed of in our life, what less. How we should even deal with this, why we're ashamed, why is this emotion so powerful, and how can it press us in life, and where can this bring us? Nitza, please open the discussion. So shame is an emotion that awakens us as a certain response to others that we absorbed. It could be a word that was said, and it could be just a response to, from someone. And it's usually accompanied with a certain inner constriction, something that someone enters into us and we all of a sudden became exposed or... And it's also accompanied with external phenomena, like blushing or stuttering or phenomena or a certain closing up, inner shrinking. Yes, you described it exactly. That's what happens to us. So we want to understand, what is that feeling of shame? It's exactly that. It demands a certain response. It's this inner shrinking. Why do we have that? Why? Because we feel like we did something not okay. That we're somehow not okay. Maybe we did something wrong. In our attributes, in our properties, in our thoughts, in our feelings. And in all the things that we've operated in the past. And then it works out that I And I don't want for this to happen. And I'm really ashamed that it happened, and I'm really eating myself up. That in my ego, that I did it out of my desire, out of my ego. So in that desire from the ego that I did, and I'm ashamed, I feel like I'm diminishing it. I'm restricting it. If it wasn't there, I wouldn't reach that state of shame. That if I want to take that action for myself, so it won't be. I need to press this ego so much that if I weren't there, I wouldn't be in such a state and so on. Meaning shame is usually about the future. I'm sorry, about the past. Shame for the past. And in contradiction of what we spoke about before, we talked about jealousy. Envy is for the future. Shame is more about the past. And envy can be not dependent on me. Usually it's for things that I have yet to achieve and I will know how to achieve. And shame is usually, of course not in everything, but it's usually for my actions, my deeds, and my operations, that I've things I've done, and this is actually a matter of shame. Shame is more personal, meaning that it's pointing to who I am, the shame. Jealousy depends on who he is. And then in the matter of shame, and then I go with the matter of shame and close up. And as far as jealousy, I'm going to break out. All of these inclinations in us came so that we will use them in the right way, in the right mixture, in making this up with that, and that's how it works. What does it bring us, right, between our emotions, between jealousy, lust, hatred, shame, and more and more. Now, why is this interesting? Because now all of a sudden I understand something that many times we want to cope with one emotion, with that specific emotion. But now what you're saying is that this mix is what creates the balance. So what can balance shame? What emotion can help me balance the shame? How to justify the state? How to bring it to a state in which I see in it, first of all, in each and every state, I need to see in it what is beneficial and what is harmful from this state, and not exactly to me here and now, but towards something that I'm going to carry out, something that I want to achieve. I can't measure anything in that moment. Because every moment it switches and changes. It's not go. We need to zero ourselves out. And I need to say to myself, I want to come to a certain state. If I have in life a certain goal, does the state that I went through in jealousy, lust, envy, hatred, honor, no matter what, are those emotions, those situations I was in, are they beneficial to me for achieving and attaining the goal that I could be that I'm in? So I've come out of this test and I got a really bad grade in it. Let's say not so good. Maybe not so good. I'm ashamed, disappointed, I'm nervous, and other than that, I see that others succeeded and they are before me in several degrees before me, and I'm really stupid, weak in character, I'm lazy, and I'm eating myself up, and what I did, but really I was just going around and I didn't prepare myself for the test and so on and so forth. In short, if I look now at the goal, it appears distant to me. But do these situations that I just went through, can they be beneficial to me? It could be that yes. And then come and see. If I take myself in my hands, then all that disappointment and jealousy and the inclination towards respect and some nice relations or attitudes towards a certain woman that he's that gets mixed up here. So it could be that this all helps. It could be that this all helps, and all in all, I then balance these things and find the golden path towards achieving that goal, specifically through those negative emotions. Meaning that we need the world of emotions serves us and becomes a servant to us if it's in the attitude to a certain goal. If it says that the envy of authors will fill us with knowledge, meaning that without the burning, the fire of envy, I won't be able to succeed. That when I see that others are advancing more and I'm not, then do I need this? No, I don't want this. Why is it burning? Then remain that way. There's nothing that you can do. You won't be able to give the necessary efforts that are for the attaining of the knowledge if you don't go through the burning fire of the of jealousy. Honor, control, lust, all those things. Well, even especially in scientists, it's in a terrible way. They themselves say it. Because that's nature. As much as the desire is greater and more abstract in the higher levels, they're greater. And what is this shame? What is its source? You know, one of the first stories we learned even in school, we start to learn when they expelled Adam and Eve from after eating the tree of knowledge, and they started to feel like their shame and the punishment. And so all of a sudden they felt a shame. What is that emotion that we feel, shame? Shame is the revelation of the gap between me and someone who is more upper, more exalted, a human being, a property that is not in me, this property. And accordingly, I feel myself in a lesser degree. So it's a feeling of lessness or of being lower of something I really appreciate. There are people that don't feel this. Well, so what? They say, what, you're ashamed? I'm not ashamed. You're like that? I'm not like that. So what are we? So we're like everyone. Yeah, you know, all these different talking. It's all because each and every one has a different level of sensitivity according to one's development. And therefore, this matter of shame is very important. But specifically, what are we saying? Be ashamed. What does that mean? That we're demanding from a person to be more developed than what he is. Because if you were more developed, you'd be ashamed, more ashamed. If you were more ashamed, you wouldn't carry out you wouldn't do what you did. It's true that you did need to understand. I understand. I'm more developed and I understand and I feel, and therefore I'm saying you should also rise to that degree. Who blushes? No animal blushes other than human beings. What's the connection between the quality of shame and being shy? There's a certain shyness. Is it not even connected to something? That's true, but I think that's... first of all, it's right, but that's not an inclination. shyness. It's a form of ego that is afraid to be hurt. That's the shyness. Shame is something different. One is a feeling, and one is shame is that one feels a clear, lessened degree towards others than he could be himself, and then he eats himself up about it. He's not afraid that he's not a king. No one's ashamed of that. He's not ashamed that he's not ashamed that he's not like a Rockefeller or something like that, but rather he's ashamed of what he could have been, but he's not. Like his neighbor that grew to a certain place and he didn't. There's a shame which is called humiliation or being harmed like in such a way. That's a certain scale between that. Where do you see this insult? Well, how do you see the discernment between this and that? Shame is that when I feel it on myself, a person who's developed sees how unworthy he is. About his past. He's ashamed of himself compared to who is he ashamed? Right. It could be that not once I heard such sentences about shame, like a person's ashamed towards his parents that have passed away, how much he didn't take care of them, and how much he didn't do things right. So, either that or in some concealed manner, he's ashamed towards himself. Here we need to check. But usually, shame is about his actions that he does critique upon. Insult is when artificially we discover a certain either right things or half or quarter correct things of mine towards the audience, towards the others. Shame is not necessarily about others, it's more even about towards himself, and there are many such things. In a general manner, I don't really care. And I do have a lot of justification. And usually, I look at that, and if they're doing better than me, then it's not so much. But towards myself, I really feel I critique on myself about my past, let's say, and all sorts of forms and actions and deeds and about life in general. That's where I get the feeling of shame. This feeling of sorrow. The things that you can't take back, usually, especially. And here, also, we need to understand, can we really not bring them back, take them back, or not? And people can be in this, in the deep depression, without truly above time, without limits, and to not come out of this. And they cry and even enjoy from the fact that they're crying and enter into all kinds of terrible, horrible trips. And we need to at last understand and say that also shame, also lust, also jealousy, also hatred, all of these negative emotions cannot be in any way corrected. I'm talking about the correction, about the completion, if a person is not included within the right environment. Alone, a person cannot correct this. Psychologists use this in order, for them, it's truly an eternal source of profit. If they bring people to groups, to developing of the right relations between them, for the sorrow of many is at least half a comfort, and then another half, and another quarter, and it's like half, a quarter, an eighth, and so on and so forth, until it completely disappears. And it all depends on the environment. If you sit a person in a circle, down someone and talk and how to share with all kinds of emotions. And after we scrutinize them, they also, first of all, scrutinize in the light of the correction in order to correct. And we start to see each time that when you're coming something negative, then you can, how can I take it to the positive plan? Then how can I use it in the future in a good way? And then it works out that they are capable in the incarnation to bring all these emotions to a good usage. They can go back to the past and just start correcting it in the future. Wait, that's very interesting. That's already special technology which is called integral education, and it's possible to do. But again, it's only under the condition that one is integrated with all his positive and negative emotions as one within this environment. The group, that group that starts to do a certain work. Yes, then it's possible to do. So what's really special in this approach? Because such groups exist also on the outside. There are many times groups of people that go to in order to learn how to behave with, how to cope with anger and other extreme uncontrollable emotions. All the negative emotions are they awaken in us so that we will be able to express them in the right way in the circle. What is in the circle? In the connection between people, which is right, and the correct connection, in the way of mutual support and help and inclusion in thoughts and qualities and feelings in a way that everyone completes everyone. This also, this is also the solution that we talked about with the feeling of envy in our previous discussion. And also it, in general, all the emotions, all the positive and the negative emotions. I mean, we're all only talking about when we talk about the correction of man, we can do it only in integration in an environment. Because in the integration in the environment, we come all of a sudden to a state in which we discover ourselves, how much we make up, how much we complete each other, how much that seemingly this environment, this group, united in an incidental manner. Let's say they came to you for care, for treatment, people, and you see that the best treatment is to give them is a group treatment and group therapy, and then you go with all your patients and you think this is good and this and this not, and you kind of go through them and bring them to the group. What's interesting later is it's if the upper hand truly was writing this in your place. I'm saying this seriously. How much these people are revealed as ideally completing each other. It's truly a wonder. And that's it. So that's what we need to do, to make a group out of them. And behavior in a group, we talked about this once, maybe a long time ago, in which each nullifies himself before the others, each raises everyone towards himself, each also raises himself towards others and what he can help them. The group needs to come to a unified structure, otherwise it's not called a group, it's just called an assembly of people, a collection of people. We need to bring them to a state in which that is revealed in us as a circle, a strong, powerful circle. And that's how we discover the place where we can, after organizing them in a group, and we did all kinds of exercises, and they can already be more open towards each other, more understanding towards each other, knowing each other. Now, let's start to talk in a more abstract manner to start with about all kinds of negative emotions and once in a while also positive emotions. What do you mean in an abstract manner? Abstract meaning not dependent on a specific person. We talk about, let's say, Owen, how should we say about you? You can say many things. Let's say he's jealous. He's envious. You talked about that. He's burning from envy. Yeah, so we talk about envy without Owen. What do we talk about? We talk about that property, about that quality, how good it is, how bad it is. We do a workshop between us. What question would I talk about in such a workshop? Why was the feeling of envy given to us? How is it expressed in men, women, children, adults? Is there envy in animals, or is it just typical for human beings? At what ages do people envy more or less? Is envy dependent more on how I myself see the world? Or was I educated in such a way? Because in other cultures, different civilizations, we see envy in totally different directions, and so on and so forth. How do I need to develop the envy if I want to progress? Or in general, to something negative for everything in each state? Or is it worthwhile for me not to develop it, but to diminish it in order to not suffer for no reason? How do we, in short, control this quality of envy? And now let's see, do you have examples how you overcame at one point or not? Can each say, though each who's sitting in a circle can say, what is he usually envious of, what not? It's interesting what people will say, what men will say, what women will say, and that's how we work with it. And more and more. It will, during the discussion, other things will develop, and this is how we scrutinize the situation. Meaning, what is this quality, this attribute? And we learn this from ourselves. We don't need to be experts. It's enough for us, because even the greatest expert that will try to explain something to us, we can only understand him at our level. And therefore, at our level, if we scrutinize it, it'll be exactly good and correct. And therefore, no one needs to learn from the wisest of people. It's enough if you will connect with others and will learn with them in a together manner. So it's enough if there's an instructor that directs them in the right way to rise above themselves, to talk in an objective manner, to help others, in support, and according to the customs of the workshop. And this is how we can develop in the discussions. And the main thing is the summary, and the summary has to be mutual. If it's not shared, it's not worthwhile anything. So we need to more and more scrutinize the concept of jealousy, envy, shame, the rejection. And each workshop, the topic will end only if we define together what we think about this phenomenon. Meaning to come to the center of the group into one effort, and one knowledge, in one heart, and in one head. Meaning the summary has to be agreed upon by everyone. Yes. And thus, as a group, we start to see that really we can only solve anything together. It's an amazing instrument in the solving of all the problems. And in general, I start to think that the life is as such, in such a way of togetherness. It's the best life. I will never err. I will never come to shame or to jealousy or to all kinds of repulsions and or anything. I can scrutinize anything, and the group can hold me and can direct me to anything in life. I only need to be in a certain connection with it, sometimes or constant. And accordingly, because it's like I'm connected with my umbilical cord to the group, and in that I am securing for myself a good and nice life. And whatever I can achieve in my life, I achieve. And what I don't, I'm not sorry about it. Meaning I feel it every moment in my life. I feel myself good and balanced and calm. And with that, I develop. I receive understandings. I get a drive from the group. But this drive is balanced with my ability, with their support. Meaning even during the development, what I discover, not like in our world, I feel myself comfortable, good, like a child that is going to do something, but the mother's behind him, and for him it's like he's going, he doesn't know how to walk exactly, where to go exactly, but the world is before him opening up. That's how I feel myself with the group behind me. Meaning it's a truly different life where, especially in the most difficult things, I feel myself secure and good and happy with what's going on. It all depends on the right attitude between me and the group. Let's say we would all come to such a group and we would start to discuss, I don't know what, about jealousy or shame, one of the emotions. And I would sit with you, with a group, and you said that people in this group wondrously complete each other. Let's say I would fall to such a group with you and Nitza. Is that? I don't feel right to say this, but I would say, after you spoke, look at him, how he understands, how he's speaking, how wise he is, how he is not sensitive, not this. I would tend to be jealous of you. Smoking, you're so wise, and I'm not. I'm less. But what did I do with that emotion? We would teach you, first of all, how to enter into a group. What would you teach us? We would teach that we now are strange, foreign people, very distant from each other. Our work, first of all, is to talk about the group, not about each and every one of us, that we are now building something, some, let's say, a submarine or a flying balloon or some ark like Noah's Ark or something like that. Something where we're all dependent on each other. Everyone helps each other. No one hurts each other. This ark exists and can go through all our lives, which is like a flood. A flood of emotions. Not of emotions. Also, a true flood also. Okay. We do a lot of discussions between us. Yes, a lot of discussions. So what is a group? What is this ark where we are saved from everything? Now, in these discussions, I'm giving you a concrete discussion. If I was included in such a group with you and Nitza, you would be happy that there are before you a wise person like me, a sensitive woman like her. But I would be jealous by your wisdom and her sensitivity. No, because what we have is now yours. Why? We're in the ark together. Because the ark is a closed place where everyone is saved in it only by mutual help, only by mutual support. What I have, everyone has. I can't be in this ark more successful than you. It's not this regular life where each dispersed to his workplace or to his own place. There is no such thing. In the ark, we're dependent on each other. It's an integral world. Wait, I don't understand. Why am I the stupid and you're the smart one? Let's replace it and I'll be the wise. And no, it doesn't matter. Then you're successful in something else. You're successful in something else. And what? Doesn't matter. It will be revealed. I'm telling you, in such a group, usually it is revealed that each is truly beneficial and necessary. That's what's interesting. Because that's how nature is... That's how nature made us. Different. There's something that you don't have, that I don't have, and I have something that you don't have. Seemingly. But for the time being, all I see is what you have and I don't. And you're happy that I'm smart. You have something to rely upon. Why am I not jealous? You're not jealous because I, that am now with you, I'm like your father, let's say, in this. So it's good for you that there is a wise person next to you, like my father. Let's say if it's a certain person who's thinking about you. You don't need my wisdom. It's yours anyway, because I'm thinking about you. Meaning, something in the thought, I'm trying to understand what's going on in this circle, something in me all of a sudden starts to feel that this whole group is already a part of me. Meaning, if he has advantages, then those advantages are somehow, in a certain way, are my advantages. Is it something like that? Meaning, your wisdom all of a sudden becomes something that mine. Of course, there's an integration, an inclusion. Is there an ability that I will absorb something from this wisdom also? Or let's say later, when I go home, then the ark will remain an ark. And when I went out, then I came back to myself? Or do I absorb something in this whole group that I take it with me later? You don't take, you drag it with you. Yeah, what's to carry? It's not just a little box to take with you. You carry the whole group with you to your whole life, meaning what you have adheres to me. And it's an immense force. There's a big army behind you. It's strong. It's cunning. It's successful. All those things. You can use all those things to your service. Let's talk about shame for a second. Let's say I was with you in such a meeting, and I go back home, and I look at myself before I go to sleep, and I say, look at how you behave today. You're the guys with the wise guy with the beard, and this sensitive one. Let's say I'm not so happy with one, and it's a sign that you weren't integrated from us. Okay, so let's say I wasn't so satisfied with my behavior, and I'm very much ashamed. I don't understand. Something I did with you, I'm sorry about that. That's not right. That doesn't need to be. I don't need to be ashamed, but I wasn't okay. There is no such thing in that you're not okay in a group. Let's say I insulted you in some way. Also, that is not a belonging in a group. A group is like a family. Let's say you have at home a big family, brothers, sisters, uncles, grandmas, cousins, and everyone's like really warm. Everyone loves you, and each of them is in this place, and here's there, and he's there, and different authorities. You go out to the world from your home. There is behind you truly a whole army. You're not afraid of anything. You're not ashamed. You don't need to be special. You're special by they being yours. That's enough. But you need to be connected to them in heart and soul. To that degree, they're connected to you. To that degree, you can use them. Meaning you need to make a concession for your private ego. What is the ego? That you don't want to be dependent on anyone. You need to complete them by willing to serve them in all that you are. In what? I don't know. Maybe you know how to make sandwiches. Nothing other than that. You learned how to spread something on a piece of bread, some covering, and to present it nicely to each and everyone. And then what? That's it. That's enough. You do it with all your heart. You don't have anything else how to serve them or to do for them. But in this, it's like, really, how will I prepare for them? How will I give? How each and everyone wants it? And that, you are in all your concerns. Nothing other than that. If you have such a devotion towards them, you can use anything that you have. So your wisdom and her sensitivity, I will acquire it if I will serve you with, let's say, me knowing how to make good sandwiches. How does this all happen? The magic is in the integration, in the connection. Each does all that he can do, the way the Creator created him, with all his magic. If you don't want to say something Creator, or you can say that it came to him on behalf of nature, and he came to what he came to, and now he needs to continue to advance accordingly. So he's willing to do anything. He's not ashamed of who he is. The main thing is that his heart is open to everyone. That's enough. I want to understand, what is this integration? This integration in the is a mixture. No, it's not just a mixture. There is a mixture which is just, it's not just like that, but it's in a less critical, managed manner. Integration is what we attain through the discussions between us in the circle, as we are equals. Everyone is equal, doesn't matter who and what, without any differences. We all try to be equal. Everyone wants to complete each other as much as possible. We all nullify ourselves before everyone, each towards the others, and everyone delivers themselves and all that they have to everyone. So more or less, these conditions in which we create a sphere or a circle, it doesn't matter how you say it, from all the qualities, from all the our abilities, from all that we received from childhood, all that we received from our previous life, and all that we received from birth, which was not dependent on us. So far, I got this far in life, all that I have, the positive and the negative, they're yours. Who am I? I am that point which is making a concession for everything, and is bringing my whole, my group, maybe there's a good part, there's a bad part, bringing my part to the general bank of the group. That I must do. If we connect in such a manner in which each brings whatever there is, doesn't matter what, but everyone unites, we start to start seeing how we work together in this connection between us about our general evil, our general bad things, meaning our negative feelings. What is this general bad? Our ego. Yes, our ego. How each is against others and wants for himself and disregards others and disparages and feels that he's more higher than others and them that being less. In short, all that there is in me other than love. We want to come to love. Not love as a guy and a girl, but love is called that I want with all my might to do good for the other. Like a mother towards her baby. I want to come to that state. What happens to me emotionally in such a circle? What happens to the world of my emotions inside such an experience of a circle? Fear. Fear? Yes, fear. A woman doesn't have so much fear. A woman, when she gives birth, when I look at a woman, I think, how is she not afraid to give birth? Because now she will be in an obligation for the life of someone. She has to care for it all the time. She needs to run after him. She needs to constantly care for him. What will happen and protect him, and what will happen to her, and what's going on. Nature gives women audacity not to think about anything else. And to go and to give birth and to care for this, and whatever will be. We acquire a certain upper force for a woman like that. She's like a creator in this state. She's not afraid. I look at her, she's not afraid. I would be afraid. I'm about to give birth, and I'm always dependent. Can you think about such a thing, Owen? And be always dependent on him, and you have to always care for it, for him. And what will he be lacking? Where will I take it from? A woman, it's like she doesn't have intellect or feeling or thought or anything for the future. I'm giving birth. This is a very special situation. It's like nature removes from her this responsibility and concern and security, and gives her a feeling that, I'm just giving birth. We see this about young women that have nothing in life and no future, and everything will be okay. So we need to learn from this also something in the group, that really we need to come to such states in which I am going here to give birth to something special, to give birth to a group in which we are all in such an arc where each completes the other and doesn't care about anything. If we're connected together, we create a state in which we are in complete security, complete thing, not big, but whole. We're not afraid of anything if we rid ourselves from...
אבל איך התפטרתם מהם מכל הפחדים והרדות מהקינה?
מזה שאני נכלל עם אחרים.
כן, אבל נגיד שאנחנו ב...
אני נתת לך דוגמה מאישה. שאין כלום אחריה. אין לה גרוש על הנפש.
כן.
שום דבר. למה את מולידה? למה את לא מפחדת? מה יהיה עם התינוק? הכל יסתדר.
רגע, יש פה, אם אני מבינה, יש פה איזה עיקרון שאומר, במקום ש... אם קודם הייתי עסוקה כל הזמן בעולם הרגשי שלי,
כי היא חושבת עכשיו על מישהו אחר. מחוץ לעצמה. ולכן זה מקנה לה ביטחון.
זאת אומרת, הדאגה לה...
ואנחנו חושבים שזה לא ביטחון, אנחנו חושבים שזה טיפשות. איפה האחריות שלך? למה את לא מסדרת קודם כל את עצמך בחיים, ללכת ללמוד, להגיע לאיזה משרה טובה, לכל מיני דברים, ואחר כך מולידים ילדים. ואנחנו יודעים שאחר כך שהיא מולידה, היא עוזבת את המשפחה, את העבודה ואת כל הדברים.
כי זה הופך להיות הכי חשוב.
כן, זהו. אז מה, זאת אומרת, זה לא לפי ההיגיון שלנו, אלא לפי העיקרון חדש.
יש פה אבל עיקרון שלדעתי, כאילו אני רוצה לחדד אותו. זה מין הרגשה שאם אני עכשיו דואגת למישהו אחר, בזה אני משתחררת
נכון.
מהפחדים שלי, הפרטיים.
כן.
זאת אומרת, יש פה איזה שחרור מפחד, אבל קודם ששאלתי אותך איזה חוויה רגשית אני ארגיש בתוך המעגל, אמרת לי פחד. אבל אני כבר לא מפחדת על עצמי עכשיו.
איזה פחד אני אמרתי? איזה למה?
שאלתי אותך בחוויה הרגשית בתוך המעגל, מה קורה לי בעולם הרגשות שלי כשאני משתתפת בתוך מעגל כזה?
אני לא זוכר בקשר למה אמרתי לפחד. כי יש
אז
פה...
אני אשאל שוב את השאלה.
כן.
עכשיו, בתוך החוויה הזאת, אני עוברת בתוך מעגל, נכנסתי לתוך קבוצה, ואני עוברת איזשהו תהליך.
כן.
איך זה משפיע על עולם הרגשות שלי? מה אני מרגישה עכשיו?
נכללת בכולם. את פתאום קונה לעצמך,
כן.
חוץ מניצה אחת,
כן.
עוד 9 אנשים בפנים. כאילו עברת את החיים שלהם, וקיבלת מכל 9 עוד סוגי החיים, ניסיון החיים. את מבינה? עד כמה שאת פתאום יכולה להתעשר. עד כמה שאת נכללת עכשיו בניסיונות החיים שלהם. וזה יכול להיות אנשים יותר חכמים, פחות חכמים, יותר אישים כאלו וכאלו. יכול להיות עם ה... זה... ולא חשוב עם איזה נטיות. גם כן לא חשוב עם איזה נטיות. אם הכל זה מצטבר לעניין של התקללות ואהבה, הם תמיד התקשרו בך בצורה הטובה ביותר, בצורה אידיאלית, שלמה. יש כאן כמה כאלו תוצאות ממש של נפלאות, שזה לא בדרך הטבע. מה שקורה?
אני לא יכול להיות קנאית כמוהו.
לא, את לא קונה ממנו קינה.
אז מה אני קונה?
את לומדת מהקינה שלו עד כמה שצריכה להיות קינה מאוזנת, וזה מה שאת קונה. וכך מכל אחד ואחד. אז את לא תצטרכי לא פחדים, ולא חרדות, ולא קינות, ולא בושות, ולא כלום. את כבר מיד, כך כאילו, מושכת אותם ככה, נושמת את זה, כאילו שואפת מהם, והם שלך. ואת נעשית בבת אחת, חכמה, מלאה ניסיון החיים, פי כמה וכמה, ואפילו יותר מזה, הם יכולים להיות טיפשים, קטנים, לא חשוב מה. אם הם נכללים יחד, את מקבלת מהם עוצמת החיים שאין באף אחד מכל העשירייה, מפני שהם נכללו יחד, ובהתכללות יחד, הם כולם דומים להטבע, הסובב, ואז יש לך כל החוכמת הטבע. מאיפה זה בא? מהשתוות הצורה. יש כאן, ברגע שמתחילים לעבוד עם הקבוצה, עם העשירייה, עם העיגול, את נכנסת לפיזיקה אחרת לגמרי, לפסיכולוגיה אחרת, ביולוגיה, ממש להכל אחר. לעידן חדש, למימד חדש.
יש לזה ביטוי כזה שנקרא סינרגיה.
כן.
זה משהו כזה...
כן, זה היום. משתמשים בזה בגלל שהעולם הזה עגול.
אני רוצה להבין פה את התהליך קצת יותר לעומק. אמרת קודם בתחילת הדיון שלנו שאנשים היום אנחנו סובלים מעולם רגשי מאוד מאוד שלילי שהולך ומתעצם, קנאה, תאווה, בושה, כל מיני דברים שאוכלים אותנו מבפנים, ואנשים יושבים וככה כל החיים מתבוססים בזה, ולכן יש לפסיכולוגים פרנסה נצחית מה שנקרא. ואמרת שזה לא יעזור, אם בן אדם באמת רוצה להתקדם ולעבור מהרגש השלילי ההולך ומתעצם, זה לא יעזור לו כל הטיפולים האינסופיים, זה רק מקור פרנסה נצחי לפסיכולוגים. לא שאנחנו נגד פסיכולוגים, אבל רוצים למצוא דבר חדש. ואז אמרתי, אוקיי, מה כן יעזור? אמרת, כן יעזור אם אתה תבוא לקבוצה של אנשים, ולא חשוב באמת מי, העיקר שהיא תקבל איזושהי הדרכה נכונה, שתוליך אותה באיזשהו תהליך מסוים, שבה הכל יתאזן, וכמו שאמרת עכשיו, אפילו הוא סובל מאיזה קנאה מטורפת, ההוא מאיזה בושה שהוא קלו בתוכה כבר 20 שנה, ההוא מזה, ההוא מזה, ההוא מזה, אני אקבל מכל אחד את הדברים בצורה מאוזנת, לא בצורה שלילית כמו שזה מתבטא בך.
כי ניסיון, אתה כאילו לומד עליהם.
כן, ואני אקבל את זה בצורה כבר המאוזנת, ואז זה ישמש אותי בחיים, יאזן אותי בחיים שלי. כי אין לי שום מטרה לאף אחד, יש לי רק מטרה לסדר טוב יותר את החיים שלי.
נכון.
עכשיו, אז רציתי להבין מה הקסם הזה שקרה פה, מה יש פה ייחודי שאין בקבוצות תמיכה מכל מיני טכנולוגיות.
כי אתה מוותר על עצמך.
מה זאת אומרת?
מבטל את עצמך.
מה זאת אומרת? מה זאת אומרת?
האגו שלך אתה מבטל.
כלומר?
אתה מוכן להיכנס בתוכם, להיות איתם יחד בלב ונפש, לתמוך בהם, להיות בצורה הטובה, היפה, ממש.
מה זה לבטל את האגו? לבטל את
הרצון, את המחשבה? ברגע שאתה מבטל את האגו שלך, אתה לא מקבל מהם, אני לא יודע אם יבינו את זה. לא אתם אלה בכלל. ברגע שאתה מבטל את האגו שלך, אתה מקבל מהם כל התופעות, תכונות, ניסיון שלהם, הכל בצורה גולמי. לא בצורה שלילית. אלא בצורה שהיא מגיעה אליך ומצטרפת כל החוכמה הזאת שאתה מקבל מהם. בצורה של המילוי. הטוב לשימוש.
הפוטנציאל, כאילו?
כן, הפוטנציאל להשתמש נכון. מפני שאתה קנית את זה בזה שוויתרת על האגו שלך. אתה הלכת אליהם בצורה שאתה אוהב אותם. בהשתתפות שלך איתם, באהבה שלך, אתה לוקח את כל הדברים אפילו השליליים שלהם, וזה הופך אצלך להיות לחוכמת החיים החיובית הנכונה. אתה כבר לא טועה כמו שהם טעו. אתה כבר לא עושה כל מיני דברים שתתבייש מהם אחר כך. למה? כי קנית אותם על ידי אהבה אליהם. אני באתי אליהם, אני השתתפתי בצערם, אני אוהב אותם. אני רוצה שיהיה להם טוב, על ידי זה התרשמתי מהם, ועכשיו זה גם כן הופך להיות אצלי בצורה חיובית. אני רוצה בזה לעזור להם, אז אני בזה דווקא על ידי זה שאני משתתף בהם, אני נכלל מזה, וכבר אני לא אעבוד בצורה הלא נכונה עם אותם תכונות, רגשות, רצונות.
המילות מפתח שהגדרת קודם זה השלמה הדדית.
אבל השלמה הדדית על ידי זה שאני בא ומצטער בצערם ושמח בשמחתם.
אז את זה אני רוצה לברר. אמרת לי, יש טכנולוגיה מיוחדת שקוראים לה חינוך אינטגרלי, או תפיסת עולם אינטגרלית, לא חשוב, שבטכנולוגיה המיוחדת הזאת מבצעים התקשרות מסוימת בין אנשים, שהיא מוסיפה לכל אחד ומשלימה לו את מה שבו לא מאוזן. אמרת, מלידה אני נגיד קנה, היא סובלת מבושה, אתה חכם, הוא זה, הוא זה, הוא זה. אנחנו מתקבצים ביחד בקבוצה אינטגרלית כזאת, ואנחנו יכולים כל אחד, מה שאני הבנתי, תגיד לי, הבנתי, נכון, אני יכול לרכוש כל מה שאין בי מכם. אני יכול לאזן את כל מה שדפוק אצלי בזכותכם. כן? הבנתי נכון?
כן.
נכון. אז עכשיו אני רוצה להבין, אני עבדתי בערך 3-4 שנים בתקופה שהייתי סטודנט בבית ספר לרפואה משלימה, מודעות עצמית וכן הלאה. הייתי מוכר קורסים לאנשים, כל יום עשרות קורסים, הייתי מוכר להם קבוצות מודעות, קבוצות כזה, קבוצות כזה.
Selling courses to people, this group, that course, this is not a new invention. People in the 20th century, many groups and many different courses have been developed. I want to understand this technology, what is the unique technology here that gives me the ability to feel others in this? What is the uniqueness between such people that you call integral that doesn't have 1,000 different things that other people have? I can't answer your question because what did you ask? You asked, how can I complete myself? You can't complete yourself, and you never will be able to complete yourself. I didn't understand, so I'll explain it to you. You can only make a circle here. Something new, that's not you. Rather the general completion between everyone. It's not that you're taking it because no, you're taking it to the degree in which you're integrated in them and are in them. You're not coming from the group, like in all these groups that you're seeing in all the places and you've chose, but by each being in something and you're going and you're kind of gathering and taking. You're building a circle here, a ball, a sphere, the raspberry ball that is kind of warming that creates the unity between you. And then by that specifically, you ascend, but together with everyone, to the point where you're integrated with everyone, but rather you become us. We. I'm not telling you this right now for the time being because this could chill you off a lot and bring you all kinds of doubts. I also want to sell you this course. So, I'm telling you what... Well, that's fine. That's actually good. That's a healthy relationship. You're going to try to sell me your course or your thing, and I'm going to go after this introduction thing with thousands of people. You'd explain to them, and you're going to sit. I'm going to sit, and you're going to explain. I have a problem that I don't know how to balance my emotional, personal life. I'm suffering from all kinds of emotional ailments that I don't know. And you're saying, Oren, dear Oren, I have a solution. Not that I have a solution, but you'll understand that from my solution that what you're going through is for your benefit, and it's fine. And you will go through many other negative things, but I'm telling you that there will always be a medicine before the blow. That's good. What's the essence of the matter? That you are truly, the method itself, the method is that you're integrated with everyone, and by being integrated with everyone, you're already equipped, you're already readied to get anything, the most worst possible thing that can be, which you're afraid about. Every one of the even worst of things, you're not afraid. Bring whatever you want. No matter what. I'm not afraid. Why? Because I'm in the group. The I disappears. The I disappears. Now it's we. The concept of we is above all the problems. So the I disappears or I becomes greater. No. That's in your groups. That's it. That's the question. That's why I'm asking. I disappear. Therefore, I don't feel at my expense anything is being bad. Nothing at my expense about we. And when it's about us, then every different problem that comes, and That would be the problem. If we're integrated with each other, included by each other, we come to the concept of we stop feeling that trouble is coming our way. Rather, what's coming to us is only all kinds of events, all kinds of cases, states that are in order to more and more grow in us and strengthen in us the bond between us. This to strengthen the connection between us. Only for that. And this is how we ascend and rise and rise and rise to a state of life that is truly, that there's never anything bad, and all the bad in it is not bad. It's only to push us even more and more up. How will this influence my emotional world? You'll be in the best possible state, calm, understanding, feeling, trusting in everything, loved on the others, loved by the others, and loving them. A world without limits. It's called the world of Insof, a world of eternity. Meaning, we actually are constantly coping with our emotions, and it seems to us in a mistake that we can just be satisfied by our inner self emotions instead of us engaging in the emotions of the environment, and not the environment, but to make from the surroundings, from our environment, a circle, a group, and to engage all the time in this. If we were to do so, we will enter into truly the Garden of Eden, such a life. And that's with all the other attributes, with all the different emotions. Jealousy we talked about, now shame, you can bring hatred and honor and respect, anything there, both negative and positive. You can balance all of them only in a group. And then we come to the feeling of what? Completion, of perfection? Yes, completion. For that really there's nothing redundant in anyone in the world. And also I received in my birth and in my upbringing and everything, nothing is incidental. I received everything in the right way, and I have nothing to be sorry about. And even the worst possible things that I seemingly did, I didn't do them. And this is my properties that are attributes that are operating in me, and I just feel that they're working in the right way. But the only thing that's lacking is connection, and there's no way that I will come into this completion only within myself, only within this group. There, of course, that's why we're so terrible, so that only with each other we will help, and one will help each other. Our time is over. Thank you very much, Rav Leichman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you, too, for being with us. We're living in a circle, a new life. All the best, and so long.